今日宣读经文是创世纪第四十九章第一至十二节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verses 1 through 12.
崇拜主席会用中文去宣读一次，然后用英文去读。
The worship leaders will read it first in Chinese and then in English.
创世纪第四十九章第一至十二节。雅各见了他的儿子们来说，你们都来聚集，我好把你们日后必遇的事告诉你们。雅各的儿子们，你们要聚集而听，要听你父亲以色列的话。流便啊，你是我的长子，是我用力量强壮的时候生的，本当大有尊荣，权力超重，但你放纵情欲，滚沸如水，必不得居首位，因为你上了你父亲的床，污秽了他的塔。西缅和利未的是弟兄，他们的刀剑是残忍的器具。我的灵啊，不要与他们同谋；我的心啊，不要与他们联络，因为他们趁愤怒粉杀害人命，任意劈断牛腿大筋。他们的怒气暴烈可咒，他们的愤恨残忍可助。我要使他们分居在雅各国家，散住在以色列地中。犹大啊，你弟兄们必赞美你，你一手必含住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子们必向你下拜。犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你揸了食便上去，你屈膝屈下身去，仰如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？龟必不离犹大，掌必不离他两脚之间，直等细罗来到，万民都必归顺。犹大把小驴拴在葡萄树上，把驴驹拴在美好的葡萄树上。他在葡萄酒中洗了衣裳，在葡萄酒中洗了袍褂。他的眼睛必因酒红润，他的牙齿必因奶白亮。
Genesis chapter 49 verses 1 through 12. Then Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what shall happen to you in days to come. Assemble and listen, O sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the first fruits of my strength, preeminent in dignity and preeminent in power. Unstable as water, you shall not have preeminence, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it, he went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers, weapons of violence are their swords. Let my soul come not into their counsel, O my glory, be not joined to their company, for in their anger they killed men. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub from the prey, my son. You have gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion and as a lioness. Who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him. Binding his foal to the vine and his donkey's colt, the choice vine. He has washed his garments in wine and his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine and his teeth whiter than milk.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们的神的话语永远长存。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
今日牧师为到我哋去证道，题目系我们将来会如何。
Today, Reverend Thomas Mack will bring today's message titled What Our Future Holds.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very glad to be seeing all of you. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. When you gifted us your Son, that he may manifest your love. That when we come before you, we have eternal life. When we gather together, together we will raise up our exhortation. When we come before you, Lord, may you speak to us. That your Holy Spirit will be sovereign over everything. May you anoint the one who preaches and the one who interprets. And the interpreter. And all brothers and sisters who are here listening, open our hearts so that we together may listen to your word. We pray all these in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
当人一过咗六十岁之后
，When one passes the age of 60，
即系就会有好多个感受。
There would be lots of feelings。
我哋琴日已经过咗个日子越嚟越多。
The yesterdays are becoming more and more。
明天嘅日子好似越嚟越少嘅一样。
The tomorrows are getting less and less。So we can deeply recognize what is the most significant thing for us. It's not something that are temporal that can be lost or vanish.Or our past glories. So what are things on earth that we can hold on to?
雅各佢未出佢个母胎已经喺度揸紧要做大噶啦。
Before Jacob even was born, he was holding tight.
他为了他的地位，他不用诡计呃取了他长子的名分。
In order to gain the status, he used tricks to get the honor as a firstborn.
为了要保存他的生命，他要逃离他的家园。
In order to preserve his own life, he had to flee.
为了他的爱情，他甘心的卖命。
Because of love,He was willing to give up a lot.
为了他生活有保障，他日挨夜挨。
In order to secure his livelihood, he would work diligently.
之后他又为了他全家的生活安定，他全家的又搬回去迦南地。
In order to have security for him and his household, he went back to the land of Canaan.
他为了能够生存，他吞声忍气的，他自己的女儿被侵犯的，他都要吞声忍气。
in order to survive, he remained silent even when his daughter was violated.
啊，我唔知我哋个人生其实都好似雅各嘅人生咁嘅样。
I wonder if our life is just like the one of Jacob's.
啊，我哋都会经过个人生，经过好多嘅劳苦愁烦嘅生活。
There are lots of labors and lots of trials.
啊，好多嘅争夺足咁。
A lot of struggles.
啊，我哋伤害咗好多人，亦都好俾人哋伤害过我哋。
We've hurt others and likewise we've been hurt.
啊，但系使人能够喺呢个又苦又短嘅人生嘅里面，能够坚持面对明天嗰个力量又系乜嘢咧？
So where does the strength come from when we are faced with daily pressures?
雅各佢冇忘记到神。
Jacob never forgot about God.
喺佢经历过呢段咁长嘅日子嘅里面，佢从来都冇忘记过神。
Throughout those long years, he never forgot about God.
但系正确啲嘅嚟讲。
But correctly,
就算是我们人失败了都好
even when we fail,
就算是我们犯罪离开了神忘记了神都好
even when we sin and when we stray away from the Lord,
但神始终从始至终信守他所立的约
but God would forever fulfill andadhere to his covenant.
冇离开过佢嘅选民。
He never forsake his chosen people.
喺今日嘅经文里面
，in today's scripture，
我哋讲到雅各佢临终啦嘅时候，对佢嘅儿子们嘅祝福。
We see Jacob is at the end of his life, and he was giving blessings to his sons.
他来到这个埃及已经有17年了。
He'd been in Egypt for 17 years.
他现在是147岁。
He is now 147 years old.
他先在第48章祝福约瑟和他的两个仔。
Firstly, he blessed the two sons of Joseph.
然后在第49章刚才我读过就开始祝福他的12个仔。
And then in chapter 49, he starts to bless his 12 sons.
先在48章第3和第4节。
In chapter 48, verses 3 to 4.
在雅各对约瑟讲及他所信靠的神。
And Jacob talked about the son, the God whom he believes in.
我读一节，就是48章第3节，他说，全能的神。曾经在迦南地的路斯即是伯特利向我显现赐福给我第四节对我说看啊我必使你生养众多成为许多民族又要将舍地赐给你的后裔永远为业
And Jacob said to Joseph God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me Behold,I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a company of peoples, and I will give this land to your offspring after you for an everlasting possession.
第一讲到嘅神就系嗰个全能嘅神 El Shaddai.
Firstly, he talks about El Shaddai, the God Almighty.
即系强大有能力嘅
A mighty and full of strength.
是那位使到不能够生育的去生养众多。
He can open the womb of a barren woman so that she can conceive.
使寄居的他有地永远为业。
And for those who were pilgrim, they would have permanent possessions.
正在使到这个是一个地方就出产去丰富能够充足。
And that the land would be prosperous and would produce much.
是这个是有强大有能力的神使这一切去发生。
This is an almighty God who makes all these things possible.
第二这个福是当初神和 亚伯拉罕同以撒所立嘅约。
And secondly, this is the covenant God made between Abraham and Isaac.
是要俾佢哋同埋佢以后嘅子孙能够成为一个大国。
That their descendants would become great nation.
有君王同佢哋嗰度出嚟。
Kings will come from them.
八章第十五节。
In chapter 48:15.
他说愿我祖父亚伯拉罕和我父亲以撒所侍奉的神就是一生牧养我直到今日的那位神。
The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long to this day.
来到雅各他这个年老的时候。
Upon Jacob's old age,
雅各他的确是生养众多。
Indeed, he does have lots of sons and descendants.
并且蒙神保守，在埃及那里能够保存到他们的生命。
And because of God's protection, his life was saved in the land of Egypt.
所以雅各他回去说，哎，我的神真的好像个牧羊人那样去看顾我一生。
And Jacob mentions that his God is like a shepherd who watched over him.
雅各就是这样靠住这一位这样的神。
So Jacob had been dependent on a God such as this.
这个神是全能的，又信实的，还有他牧养他一生的神。
This is an almighty, faithful, and a God who would shepherd him all his life.
于是他能够带着个盼望的去等候神。
So that he has the hope and to be able to wait for God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋所揸紧嘅，而家揸紧嘅嘢，究竟系乜嘢咧
？So brothers and sisters, what are we holding on to？
我哋成日想要盼望个将来，究竟嘅嘢系乜嘢嚟咧
？So the future that we are desiring, what is it that we're looking after？
就系雅各就因住咁样，佢对神嘅信心喺临死之前对佢嘅仔去祝福。
It is because of this faith that Jacob, upon his near death, that he would bless his 12 sons.
祝福本身是一个美好的事。
Blessing by itself is a beautiful thing.
不单是一个临死的人，给他的儿孙一个很虔诚的一个愿望。
Not only for someone who is dying to give a blessing to his children.
雅各更加佢俾神嘅感动
，and Jacob had also been moved by God。
将当日神俾亚伯拉罕、以撒同埋雅各个祝福，去传落去俾佢嘅子孙。
That he is able to continue this covenant, this blessing started with Abraham and Isaac。
佢唔系好似以前咁啊，净系传落去，净系俾一个嘅仔。
So unlike in the past, where the blessing was passed on to one's son,
今次是很公开的祝福他全部的十二个仔。
But this time openly, he blessed all his 12 sons.
让这十二个仔成为神那个约，那个继承人。
And these 12 sons would become heirs of God's covenant.
就是他们的后代成为神的选民以色列国。
That the descendants would become God's chosen nation, Israel.
好成就呢个迦南地，并且藉住佢哋去祝福其他嘅人。
So that they come into possession of the land of Canaan, and they become blessings.
但同时呢一个祝福都系个别嘅，去俾每一个嘅仔。
And this blessing at the same time is individually given to his 12 sons.
他预言他们的个人和他们以后那个支派那个的命运。
He prophesied about what the future would hold for these tribes.
也都预言以色列国整体的将来的命运。
And also the nation of Israel as a whole in the future.
第四十九章第一节佢话：你们都嚟聚集，我好把你们日后必遇到个事情告诉你们。
And in the first verse of chapter 49, Jacob called for his sons and said, Gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come.
雅各他被聖靈感動，他預先看到幾個世紀之後，他的後裔會佔領這個迦南地。
Moved by the Holy Spirit, Jacob was able to prophesy what the future generation would hold.
他們會去佔領這個迦南地。
They will possess the land of Canaan.
更加第十節他會看到雅各這個尼賽亞的來臨。
And especially in verse 10, he will prophesy about the coming of the Messiah.
第三，這些祝福對某些子女來講不像一個祝福。
And then the blessing that he imparted didn't sound like a blessing.
反而你看剛才我讀過的經文，反而像一個責備，在責備他們。
But in contrast, it sounded like a rebuke.
但是对这样的对整个以色列来讲，反而这个责备反而是一个祝福。
But this rebuke for the entire nation of Israel had become a blessing.
我等阵再讲这个。
I will come upon that later.
今天我们第49章，我们专注是讲头那四个仔。
So today in chapter 49, we are going to just concentrate on the first four sons.
第48章他雅各做了一件很特別的事情。
And in chapter 48, Jacob did something very particular.
他就將約瑟那兩個兒子，即是馬拿西和以法蓮，收養為他自己的兒子。
He actually took the two sons of Joseph, his own son. His two sons areManasseh and Ephraim becoming Jacob's sons.
以象徵他最愛的兒子約瑟，去承受那個長子特別有的個雙倍祝福。
To symbolize his favored son Joseph, that he would get the double portion of blessing.
第二節第九章，我們首先去講，第一是講流便。
So the first son that we are to talk about would be Reuben.
第三就第四啦。本来系雅各个长子。
So Reuben was his Jacob's firstborn.
系佢力量第三节讲系佢力量强壮嘅时候生嘅。
And in verse 3, it was you are my firstborn, my might.The first sign of my strength.
本来大有尊荣，权力挑众。
And excelling in honor, excelling in power.
但系咩咧？但佢英文就话佢好似水咁唔稳定。
But in English, it also says that Reuben is unstable as water.
但系中文系更加嘅生动嘅形容佢。
But the Chinese translation was even closer.
好生動的，好話佢放鬆停慾，穩忽如水。
That he indulges in lust and therefore unstable as water.
即係話佢個停慾好似個煲滾咗嘅熱水一樣。
That his lust is like boiling water.
這個煲滾了個熱水是很不穩定，不能夠控制。
So boiling water is turbulent, you cannot control it.
而且會隨時去爆出來的。
It can explode at any time.
正好像我們今天，我們情慾橫流的時代。
Just like the times of today when lust is rampant.
有什麼不道德的事情，人會做不出來呢？
There isn't anything that is immoral that people won't do.
流便甚至犯了亂倫這個罪。
Reuben even committed incest.
跟他父親的妾侍去上床。
And he had a relation with his father's concubine.
他嚴重好得罪了他的父親。
So he violated his father too, defiled his father.
所以他父親說，他污穢了我的塔，我的床。
Therefore his father says that Reuben defiled his father's couch.
流便嗰个骄傲同埋佢嘅情欲，使佢失去咗呢个长子永远嘅福分。
Reuben's pride and lust caused the loss of his preeminence as a firstborn.
失去咗佢应有嘅尊荣同埋权力。
He lost his dignity and his right.
即是说他失去了他作王领导以色列的那个权力。
Because he lost that authority to become a king of Israel.
你看到这样的失去对将来的以色列国来说是一个祝福。
But this loss actually is a blessing to the future Israel.
免得以色列他第日被一个这么败坏的人去做领袖。
That Israel would not be led by someone so corrupt.
跟住我要讲第二同第三个仔西缅同埋利未。
Then we'll talk about the second and the third sons, Simeon and Levi.
第五到第七节嗰度讲佢咁样讲佢哋。
In verses 5 to 7, it says.
第五节话佢哋嘅刀剑系残忍嘅器具。
In verse 5, it says that Simeon and Levi.Their swords are weapons of violence.
我以前喺我再读过嘅第三十四章嘅时候，讲到佢个妹妹底娜啊，俾呢个俾士剑去侵犯。
And in back in chapter 34, the sister of Simeon and Levi, she was Dinah. She was violated by Shechem.
他们两兄弟呢就用计了，用计呃了你自荐的所有的男人去行割礼。
So Simeon and Levi schemed to trick the, all these men in Shechem to have a circumcision done.
然后呢就进行他残忍的大屠杀，杀晒他们。
And cruelly they massacred them.
所以第七节这样形容的话，他们的怒气是暴烈可咒，他们的愤恨残忍是可咒。
So in verse 7 it says, Cursed be their anger so fierce, and their fury so cruel.
结果是神，这个雅各就说他和他们的后人要分散在以色列地。
And therefore, they and their descendants would be scattered.
但是神就拣选了利未这个支派的人去做祭司。
But God chose the tribe of Levi to be the priests.
使他们在这么黑白分明要追求公正的当中。
And so it's like black and white, very clear, and that they have to be just.
让他们散居在各个支派的里面。
And that they've been scattered throughout all the different tribes.
好去教导以色列人神的诫命。
So that these priests can teach God's commandments to the Israelites.
同埋佢去做祭司，去侍奉神，为人嘅献祭去赎罪。
And they serve the Lord, and they offer sacrifice for the atonement of the Israelites.
在那里利未能够成为众人的祝福。
So there, Levi became the blessing of many.
虽然第日他分地的时候，他们没有在地上面的产业。
Though they don't have physical earthly possessions.
神说过他自己会成为他们的产业。
But God tells them that God Himself would be their possession.
这样去说给我们听。
Here it tells us,
无论我们因着我们的父母或者我们的家庭的破碎。
Whether it, we come from brokenness from a family or from parents,
所带来给我们的伤害就算是很深都好。
Even though that had caused a very deep wound,
我们的人生的路能有多少个挣扎都好。
No matter how much we struggle,
叫我们将我们自己交托在神的手中。
We need to depend and rely on God.
神可以将我们这些咒诅化成这个，这些这样的伤痕化成这个祝福。
God can use these wounds and they can become blessings.
你就化成祝福其他人的机会。
And that also can be an opportunity for them to bless others.
第三，我们现在来讲到犹大。
Now we come upon the fourth son, Judah.
第八到第十二节。
Verses 8 to 12.
犹大是跟他头扎木哥哥一样，是雅各和利亚生的仔。
And Judah was a son of Jacob and Leah.
是他们的第四个仔。
And that's Jacob and Leah's fourth son.
之前讲到做长子呢个双倍嘅福分，雅各就俾咗约瑟啦。
So when we talked about the double portion of blessing for the firstborn, Jacob actually gave that to his favorite son Joseph.
但系做长子呢个统领权咧，雅各佢就话俾咗犹大。
But the right for dominion was Jacob.Gave that to Judah.
在雅各的祝福里面 有一个王权和一个统治。
And in the blessing of Jacob, it included a kingship and dominion for Judah.
在那个祝福里面有给他一个永恒和有丰富。
And in that blessing, there is that eternity and the abundance.
他预言到犹大的未来好像一个胜利的征服者。
And it prophesied the future of Judah would be like a victorious king.
第八节。
In verse 8.
他的手要合住仇敌的颈项，他父亲的儿子们都要向他下拜。
In verse 8. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you.
这个预言到有君王在会在犹大的支派那里出来。
This prophesies authoritative king would come from the tribe of Judah.
好像个狮子一样，咁有威严同埋勇猛。
Just like a lion with majesty and strength.
睇到最先去攻下迦南地嘅系犹大支派。
We know that the first to attackthe land of Canaan came from the tribe of Judah.
而且以后在犹大的支派的里面，大卫王他不单止有统治十二个支派的权力。
And from there, the descendant King David would be the ruler.
大卫都更加征服了他们周围的国家。
And King David even governed surrounding nations.
在撒母耳记下第七章第十六节。
In Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 16.
神都应许大卫话：你嘅家同埋你嘅国必喺我面前永远嘅坚立。
And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me.
第十节讲到咧，佢形容呢个做王呢个权柄系永远唔离开犹大。
And in verse 10, Jacob also prophesied that the scepter would not leave Judah.
等到佢个最大、最终嘅王嚟到。
And they will wait until the greatest.A king to come.
咁样就预言到呢个尼赛亚会由呢个犹大嘅支派而出嚟。
This prophesied that the Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah.
喺第十节下，即下半句咧，系佢有好多嘅翻译本。
In the second half of verse 10, there are different versions of interpretation.
我只係佢 quote 其中兩個比較接近原文嘅翻譯。
So I'll only quote two that are very similar to the original text.
看回歐拉,他第一句說話呢, 是 King James 和 New American Standard 和 中文, 他是這樣翻譯, 他是這樣翻譯的話。
And the first version is a King James plus Chinese translation.
看回歐拉那裡。 他就說, 直等到示羅, 就是那個賜平安者的來到。
Until Shiloh, the one who gives peace, comes.
另外一個翻譯本就是英文, NIV就說, 是要直等到那個擁有這個掌權的那位來到。
The next version is NIV. It says, until he, to whom it, which is the scepter, belongs, comes.
即是說,那個將要來的那位是有 是有這個權柄的那一個人,
that means the one to come has that authority.
那位要來的是會將平安去賜給人的。
The one who comes would grant peace to people.
所以這個預言是應驗在將來要來的大衛的後裔耶穌基督身上。
Therefore, this prophecy became fulfilled in the person and the God of Jesus.
在路加福音第一章三十三节，他讲及到佢将要出世嘅耶稣。
And in Luke chapter 1:32-33, it talks about the soon to be born Jesus.
话主神要派走大卫嘅王给他，他要作雅各家嘅王直到永远。
And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
雅各不单好像一首诗将这个预言讲出来。
Jacob not only had prophesied.
你看到他预言到将来的王会是怎样的。
He even prophesied what this future king would be like.
在犹大那里出来。
He will come from the tribe of Judah.
而且他的掌权是永远的。
And his scepter, his reign would be forever. And he is a peace giver.
啟示錄第五章第五節，他講到耶穌，在歐拉裡講，耶穌是一個猶大支派的獅子。
And in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 5, it describes Jesus as the lion of the tribe of Judah.
就說了耶穌,當耶穌再回來的時候,會勝過一切的仇敵。
When Christ returns, he will be victorious over all enemies.
在那時候,萬膝要跪拜,萬口要稱頌耶穌基督自主。
And at that time, all knees shall bow, all tongues confess that he is Lord.
他的王權是直到永永遠遠。
His reign is forever.
第三雅各也祝福他猶大，將來有很多很大的豐富和很美麗的容貌。
And Jacob continued to bless Judah that he will have prosperity and beauty.
他講到話佢嘅王騎嘅驢驅，山喺個茂盛嘅葡萄園，盛產嘅葡萄酒。
And he will prophesy that he will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch, and wash his garment in wine.
葡萄酒是代表着尼賽亞王裡面有一個滿足的喜樂。
And the grape wine represents joy.
但他講到那個被壓榨的葡萄汁，代表了這個王公義的審判。
And the grape juice that comes from the grapes being pressed represents judgment.
但是猶大憑著什麼可以得到這個做王的祝福呢？
So, what did Judah, how did Judah deserve this kind of a blessing?
事實上因著他的虛偽和召妓，而跟他的媳婦生了兒子。
But if we look at Judah, he's got a lot of hypocrisies. He went to prostitutes and he impregnated his daughter-in-law.
他也同謀將這約瑟是賣了去做奴隸。
He also conspired to sell Joseph as a slave.
猶大其實他一生是一塌糊塗。
Actually, Judah's life is a mess.
但是他之後因為他愛他父親的心。
But toward the end, because of the love for his father,
還有他為了要保護他的弟弟,
because he also wanted to protect his young brother,
他情願他自我犧牲, 他代替他弟弟便雅敏留低落來。
So he volunteered to sacrifice himself,
他代替他的弟弟便雅敏去留低落來埃及。
And he exchanged himself with his brother Benjamin so that he would be a hostage.
这个是他的后代，他是一个做一个好君王的象征。
So this is a symbol of a good king.
也都预表着耶稣基督他为我们的代赎。
And it also prophesied Jesus Christ's substitution.
而事實上，你要看到這十二個兒子，沒有一個人，或者沒有一個支派，他的舊司格，去做神的選民。
So if you look at the 12 sons and the 12 tribes, none of them really had qualification to be a king.
他們每一個人，他都犯罪，他都需要一個救主。
All of them had sinned and they all needed a savior.
神竟然在舊約的裡面他高立了有君王、祭司和先知。
Though in the Old Testament God had anointed king, priests and prophets,
讓他們帶領他的選民去回歸去神那裡。
So that they can bring the God's chosen people.
但是這些人，這些君王、祭司、先知，他們自己都失敗了。
But these earthly kings, priests, and prophets had failed.
他們不能夠建造神所應許過他的平安和繁榮。
They couldn't grant what God had promised in terms of peace.
但是剛才我們看到在雅各這個這麼有預言性的祝福裡面。
But when we see that, that blessing of Jacob, which is so filled with prophetic language.
我們看到直到猶大那個後代，直到我們人的兒子耶穌基督來臨的時候。
That until, and from Judah's descendant, from the arrival of Jesus Christ.
耶穌基督他做這個君王，去驚服和去保護他的選民。
So Jesus, the king, would conquer and protect his own people.
作為一個祭司，他獻上他自己去贖人的罪。
And as priest, Jesus would atone for his people.
作為一個先知，將這個真理去教導。
And as a prophet, Jesus would teach the truth.
正如我們這樣，其實我們每一個人，沒有一個人我們每一個人都要配受神那個憤怒。
We all deserve God's wrath.
我們的，好像有首歌說，我們的罪雖然是送多，但是神的憐憫更加多。
Just like a hymn, our sins, they are many, His mercy is more.
耶穌代替我們的罪死在十字架上面。
Jesus, died on the cross for us.
雖然我們是這麼不配，要受到神憤怒的審判。
We don't deserve that, but we do deserve God's punishment.
但耶稣代替了我们成就的这个葡萄园就压榨的那个审判。
Jesus became a substitute for us, and he became the grape that had been pressed.
一个血好像个红的葡萄汁的这样去流出。
And his blood, like the red grape juice,
染红了他的外袍。
Would stain his garments.
但是这样耶稣的血去洗净我们的罪。
It is that. It is his blood that had cleansed our sin.
以致我们可以穿上他的公义那个的白袍。
So that we can put on his righteous white robe.
但是圣经继续去讲说耶稣三天之后他复活。
The Bible also tells us that 3 days later, Christ resurrected.
他胜过死亡和撒旦的权势。
He triumphed over death and Satan's power.
以弗所书一章二十节说，神使他耶稣从死里复活，叫他坐在天上，在天上坐在自己的右边。
And in Ephesians chapter 1:20, he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
到了末日大审判的时候，这个犹大的知识，他消灭了一切的仇敌。
And on the day of judgment, the descendant and the lion of Judah,
他消灭了一切仇敌之后，他成为万王之王，万主之主。
Would vanquish all his enemies and become the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
当耶稣基督作王的时候，他才带来个真正的和平。
When Christ reigns, he would bring forth real peace.
同埋长久的公义。
And eternal justice.
这个我们是身为神的儿女。在等候的里面一个盼望。
This is the children of God's hope.
神又叫我们跟基督一同的复活，一同坐在天上。
And that God would resurrect us so that we together would be with God and in the heavenly place.
藉着耶稣基督的恩典。
Because of Jesus' grace.
也就是因著信。
And also because of faith.
無論是猶太人或者外邦人。
Whether Jews or Gentiles.
我們都可以在耶穌裡面成為一個真的以色列人。
That in Christ we become the true Israelites.
同新約和舊約的聖徒去同國。
And New Testament, Old Testament, we all gather together.
在神的家里面有份和基督一同的去作王。
That we are part of God's family and we reign with Christ.
这个是神给我们不配的罪人一个很莫大的恩典。
This is an amazing grace for us undeserving sinners.
也是一个很大的荣耀。
And it is indeed a great honor.
这个是神给教会的很尊贵的地位。
This is a status that God had given us, the church.
我们每一个人都有流便、西缅、利未、犹大和其他人的失败。
We all, like Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, and others, we all have failed.
但是神藉着这些同罪的挣扎的里面。
But from the struggle with sin,
在我们的生命的里面能够带来这个属灵的果子。
God raise up the fruit of the Spirit in us.
以致我们能够有谦卑和去忍耐。
So that we would have humility and patience.
在一同的在教会里面去依靠神去成长。
So that we can, as a church, rely on God and we can continue to grow.
虽然我们是就算是有失败，
even when we fail,
但神的恩典仍然呼召我们去和使用我们。
But God's grace continues to call on us and continue to use us.
好去建立去神嘅国，神嘅教会。
So that we can build up His kingdom and His church.
正如神喺旧约里面去拣选同埋使用每一个诗派。
Just like God in the Old Testament would choose and use each tribe.
去建立去以色列国。
To build up the nation of Israel.
神系呢个历史嘅主。
God is the Lord of history.
无论世上发生咩事情都好，都唔能够阻挡神嘅救恩嘅计划。
No matter what happens on earth, nothing can thwart God's plan.
喺旧约同新约嘅里面，我哋都喺度睇到佢讲紧同一个故事。
Actually, the Old Testament and the New Testament is talking about the same story.
讲到一个救恩嘅故事，就系基耶稣基督佢作王。
Is the story of salvation? Is the story that Jesus reigns?
喺藉着耶稣嘅救赎同埋审判嘅里面，叫神去得到荣耀。
From Jesus's salvation and God's glory is manifest.
所以侍奉天地万物嘅主系神俾我哋嘅荣誉。Honor.
Therefore, it is such an honor for us to serve the Lord. Because our Christ Jesus is a victorious one. So let us not live like someone who's been defeated. Instead, we need to live like the children of a victorious lion.
虽然在我们面前仍然有很多的困难。
Though there are still many, many trials before us,
我们仍然是有能力去面对我们的将来。
We still have the strength to face tomorrow.
能够勇敢地挺身地去对抗罪恶。
So that we can bravely,
同埋放胆去传扬天国嘅福音。
We can bravely overcome sin.
彼得前书第二章第九节，佢话唯有你们。
In First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
佢话唯有你们啊，即系我哋好似以色列人咁嘅样。
That but you like.We are the Israelites.
我哋系被拣选嘅族类，系有君尊嘅祭司，系圣洁嘅国度，系属神嘅子民，系要叫你们宣扬那叫你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him.Who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light? This is the commission that God had given us. This is something that we need to hold on to for our future. About 30 years ago,
有二十几位弟兄姊妹被差派去 Emerald 开始恩约堂直堂嘅工作。
There were about 20 plus brothers and sisters who had been sent to plant a church in Elmhurst.
十年之后，恩约堂去安立长老同埋圣职成立教会。
10 years later, we anointed elders and we.Established the church.
佢哋過去個弟兄姊妹個廿幾位弟兄姊妹過去忠心嘅，並且勞苦嘅，為咗教會打好咗呢個基礎。
Those 20 plus brothers and sisters faithfully built this foundation, which is this church.
恩約堂會今年會進入第二十個週年。
And the Covenant of Grace Church.Would be celebrating our 20th anniversary.
我亦都睇到新嗰一代嘅弟兄姊妹嘅起嚟去侍奉神。
I also see new generations of brothers and sisters who are here to serve the Lord. So what kind of future is God giving this church? God gave Jacob the faith that he blesses his 12 sons. And through the Old Testament, the Israelites, just like the church, and they continue on the mission.
They
glorify the Lord, and they became blessings for all nations.
And
as if Jacob was able to see hazily the step-by-step plan that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. But how is that going to be fulfilled? In Jacob's time, the Israelites were living quite well in Egypt. So they were quite comfortable. If not because of the persecution 400 years later from another pharaoh, I doubt that the Israelites would want to leave the land of Egypt, their comfort zone. And to go back to a place that they do not know, the land of Canaan. And also, in the New Testament, Pentecost, the Holy Spirit landed onto the disciples in Jerusalem. There were 3,000, 5,000 who believed. And God used persecution to cause the scattering of all these people. That they need to leave their comfort zone.
去散的,
scattered so that they can preach it to all nations.
如果不是这样,
if not for that, you and I would probably never have heard of Christianity. So how do we now look at the future of our church? How can we be used by Christ to build up His church? Whether you are a young person or a retired person, before Christ returns, this is a mission that has not been completed yet by Covenant of Grace Church. Just like Christ loves His church and He died for His church, our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. His mercy calls us to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices.
以基督的爱,爱我们的教会,爱我们的邻舍,
using Christ's love to love our church, to love our neighbors. And for God's kingdom, we labor. Let us all pray.
天父，我们知道你是一个历史的神。
Heavenly Father, we know that you are a God of history.
在圣经里面看到你是救恩的历史怎样去成全。
We see the salvation history and how you have fulfilled it.
我们看到你不单止使用你一些所谓好像成功的人。
Not only do you use what seemingly are successful people,
但同时你也使用那些失败的不堪的人。
At the same time, you also use those who deem, people deem failures.
叫人无可夸口。
So you tell us we can never boast.
无可夸口全部都是你死给我们的恩典。
Do not boast, because everything is your grace.
正如我们今天坐在这里一样。
Just like here that we are seated before
you. 我们都是一个不配的罪人。
We are totally undeserving sinners.
求主你的恩典去催逼我们更多的为主你而活。
May your grace continue to motivate us to live for you.
我们不单止我们个人有很多自己的事情，我们困难那些要去面对。
Not only are we facing our individual personal struggles,
但都求主给我们在个教会的里面。
And, but Lord, we pray that within our church,
一边学习去彼此的相爱。
On one hand, we learn to love one another.
一边学习在流泪的当中去紧紧依靠主你。
On the other hand, we also, through tears, continue to follow you, Lord.
亦都一边的将我们自己献上，一同的在教会里面去建造。
And to offer us, as ourselves as living sacrifices to continue to build your church.
我们软弱。
We are weak.
但主你刚强。
But you are strong, Lord.
我们失信。
We are a lack of faith.
但是主你是一个信实的神。
But Lord, you are a faithful God.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.